Last year, they sold out London's Alexandra Palace. This October, they will be the first British DJs to sell out New York's Madison Square Garden. They are this year's headliners at SW4 Festival in London. I am, of course, talking about dance music legends Above and Beyond, and This Is Electric is not only honoured with a guest mix, but I spoke to Parvo from the band. My first question was how the track Blue Sky Action came about.
Well, Blue Sky Action actually started, I think, when Tony was watching one of his favourite films, Wall-E, for probably the 10th time, and he was sort of trying to relate the story of that to his own life and everything that's going around, and I think that kind of gave the spark to Blue Sky Action. But it's one of a host of tracks that we've been making for our new album that we're hoping to finish in the next couple of months.
Okay, then you're working with Alex Vargas, who is the vocalist on Blue Sky Action and Sticky Fingers. How did that come about?
Well, we did our acoustic project, which was basically almost like an MTV Unplugged style production of our biggest tracks from over the years. We filmed that at the Porchester Hall last summer.
I absolutely loved that.
And then did those shows in LA as well. And one of the really cool things that came out of the whole acoustic project was that we ended up working with Alex for the male vocal tracks, and before we started the acoustic project, we didn't really even expect that to happen, and there we were with this incredible singer that we really got along really well with, and things sort of led from the acoustic project into the studio, and lo and behold, we've got quite a few tracks with Alex now.
Excellent. This has got quite a commercial feel to it, hasn't it? Should we expect more like this, or do you plan on returning to a sort of pure trance style?
Well, what we've got on the album at the moment is a real sort of balance of, the more sort of accessible tracks, I'd maybe call them, and then, a lot deeper stuff as well. And we're sort of trying to really, cover, quite a bit of ground so that it's stylistically interesting. And I think Blue Sky Action for us has been a track that we've been really producing primarily for our own sets and trying to get a track that really fits what we're playing and still has that kind of accessible vibe about it. So I'm really happy with how it's turned out.
Talking of playing, we all of us at Electric, we were at the Ali Pali group therapy gig.
Oh wow, that was awesome.
How was that for you guys?
Well, I mean, I don't even live that far from Ali Pali, and it's such a legendary venue for me. It was just one of those, things I had to scratch my head. Are we actually doing a show there? And then on the night, the atmosphere was just so incredible. It took us so many months in preparation as well. I mean, Ali Pali is known for not a very good sound, and that was one of the big problems that we were having. And we found this incredible MLA sound system that we could put in there.
The sound system was incredible, I have to say.
Yeah, we could get it sounding good, and that was like half of the battle won. Then when we heard that it was sold out, it was like, okay, this could potentially turn into something rather special, and so it did. And I was just looking at some of the pictures from Ali Pali this morning, I want to do it again.
Continuing with the theme of gigs, this interview is going to be going out the night before SW4. Once again, we're all going. What have you got in store for us?
Well, SW4 is a really, 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 really exciting thing for us. Not just from the fact that we've played there quite a few years, and actually last year, Jono and Tony played, and I had the chance of sneaking into the audience, and I was on the dance floor.
You were in the crowd. Your own gig.
yeah, that was just amazing, because for me, like, we've been building a show for such a long time, and one of my sort of things is that, the view from stage is really cool, but what I really want to do is actually go to an Above and Beyond show, and I had the chance of doing that. So for me, SW4 is going to be interesting this year, being on stage. Unfortunately, I don't get to be
I was going to say, I'll be watching
crowd,
to see whether you disappear halfway through the set.
maybe I will but SW4, with such a history, what a location, you know, I'm hoping for good weather as well.
Yes, and, me too.
And you know, I think the London just pulls and such an amazing vibe. I think if Ali Pali is anything to go by, there's just such appreciation for good music in this town, and you know, being our home,
absolutely,
being where it all started for us, where we met, you know, our studios are here, you know, yeah. I mean, we travel so much that it's always really amazing for us to come home and then see that.
I was actually going to ask.
It's actually really good here too.
I was actually going to say, you've got such a prolific output. You're doing so much. You're touring all the time. When do you actually get to put your feet up?
On a plane.
Oh, I see. Okay. And what's in store for Above and Beyond in the next 12 months? I know the album's coming out. This is the first track from the new album. What else can you tell us about the rest of the album?
Yeah, obviously, you know, one of the really exciting things that we're doing in October is, you know, the Ali Pali ABTT star party in New York. We're doing Madison Square Garden, and you know, that's something that, you know, like Ali Pali.
You sold out Madison Square Gardens, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. People bought the tickets very, very quickly. So we were, first of all, like, kind of wondering, I mean, are we actually really going to do Madison Square Garden? And yeah, there we were. And, you know, we're all sort of quietly nervous, you know, what's going to happen. And then it sold out, you know, in less than a day. And
I think one thing I'd love, what we've wanted to ask you for ages, is who do you think is an up-and-coming name in trance, and why would you think they're coming up? Who's caught your eye recently?
Well, I'd say, like, there's a lot of really interesting stuff happening also in the kind of deeper end of the things. Like, Dusky are doing just incredible stuff. And then for our own sets, you know, this guy called Elon Bluestone that's just been producing track after track after track. Of really sort of quality melodic uplifting dance music, I suppose. Hard to even really categorize it, but Bluestone's been a real sort of leader in our label stables recently, and been producing some really good stuff. So I think Elon Bluestone is definitely worth checking out.
Do you plan on working with them at all? Together?
Sorry?
Do you plan on doing a track together?
No plans at the moment, but, you know, he's local, and
that's handy.
And he's been known to hang around in our studios from time to time, so you never know.
You never know. Have you got any plans to collaborate with Justin Swiss or Andy Moore?
Well, we've been working with Justine on tracks for the new album, so it just depends on, you know, how things pan out. You know, we still work with Justine, and yeah, I'm really happy with some of the songs that we've written, so. We'll know once the album's finished.
Okay.
how this goes, but yeah, with Justine, you know, we're still continuously collaborating with Andy Moore. I haven't seen him for ages. It would be really lovely to actually, you know,
okay,
pop to his studio or get him around ours. We don't have any actual plans, but we all really like Andy's stuff still.
And another question that came in from one of our DJs was Madonna's What It Feels Like for a Girl. What did you think when she used your mix for the video directed by Guy Ritchie? Are you involved in the new album at all?
We're not involved in Madonna's new album, no. But when you know, we first of all even got to remix Madonna and the parts arrived, that was already a kind of a celebratory moment for me. And you know, because the whole atmosphere with the What It Feels Like for a Girl mix was that Tony was nagging Madonna's manager, like, please give us the parts, you know, could we please have the parts? And they said, okay, well, here you go, here are the parts, but don't expect us to do anything with it, was the atmosphere. And then
so it's just like
we did the mix,
it.
And then the next thing we hear is Madonna calling Tony from an editing suite in LA saying, you know, that thing in like 2 minutes, you know, it has to happen quicker. And you know, Madonna got really hands-on with that mix.
Fantastic.
Which you know, from the starting point was just incredible to see. And I can still remember, you know, a courier sleeping in a car outside our studio waiting for us to finish the video mix so that he can drive it to Heathrow so that they can then courier it from Heathrow to LA for Madonna, and this is the time before